So that, you don't give only dunya, you might give also everything. That's why Sayyidina Abu Bakr was, when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that last time, when he asked Abu Huraira and then Ibn Abbas and then Abu Sayyidina Abu Bakr about the meaning of وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, they think about what is the meaning, what you can understand from the verse, you are thinking about heavens and earth. And everyone gave different answer. Sayyidina Abu Bakr gave answer that, I feel, Ya Rasulullah, that I need to take all this lahab al-nar.
Flames of fire.
The flames of fire come to me for everyone to be saved from your ummah. That I take everything. He said, that's why, تَفَكَّرُوا سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عِبَادَةِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةٍ. To think for 1 hour is better than, will be rewarded like 70 years of worship. So what do you think if they give you 40 days the zikrullah to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by yourself only in the presence of your Shaykh, your Prophet and your Lord? So from the most dangerous gossips and difficulties, destructive difficulties that come to you in seclusion, is from three different kinds. Either they come as a whole or they come separately. First of them is al-malal.
Boredom. Boredom, to be bored.
To be bored.
Yeah.
Boredom?
Yeah, boredom.
Boredom. To be bored. Malal.
Malal.
Malal. To be bored. Many people, they say, oh, I'm bored. So what you want to do? Oh, I'm bored. I want to go see a movie. I'm bored. What you want to do? I'm going to go to a restaurant. I'm bored. I want to go to see a friend. So this thought in the seclusion comes to you. Saying you said you are bored. Reading Quran. Making zikr, making salah. You are bored. What is this? You are bored with your Lord, and you are not bored with shaitan? See the difference? This is one of the major bad characteristics. Malam. Now, students in universities, people studying, people at work, they are bored. Everyone is bored. Don't be one person not bored. Even might be many people here now in this they are bored of me talking. They want to go out. But because it is like a story of what happens, some people don't want to hear. But if we are speaking other than that, hadith or explaining a hadith, I get bored. So, first strong enemy in seclusion is boredom. So as if is someone to be boredom?
Bored.
To be bored. As if someone is يَحْرِمُكَ مِنَ الْإِخْتِلَاءِ, to forbid you to be with yourself. Because when you are with yourself, you are not bored. But you can go anywhere the self asks you to go. But to be with your Lord, mean preventing yourself to be with it, and making you to be with someone else, the self cannot accept.
Oh.
Come against you. They want you, that ego, the self, wants you to be busy with others بالعباد وليس برب العباد.
Once you're busy with servants and not the Lord of the servants.
They want you to be busy with the others, to speak with everyone. So by yourself you are sitting in this situation, they come to you, oh, you are bored, you are in the Quran, you are, oh, what else you want to do? Finish, the half of the day finish, what you want to do more? I read more, oh, I'm fed up. فعندما يراك أي النفس تراك في حالة الذكر ترسل خاطرا على قلبك لتجعلك في حالة الملل.
When the ego sees you involved in dhikr, remembrance, it will send a thought to you to make you think, feel that you are bored.
It prevents you, أي تحرمك من الاختلاف مع ربك.
It prevents you from being secluded with your Lord.
Where you are في حالة القرب, there when you are in the presence of your Lord, you are in the nearness that can be in the
proximity,
that you are very near to these levels. إلى منازل المعرفة والأسرار.
The stations of knowledge and secret levels.
In these levels of knowledge and secrets, these secrets and knowledge that has been tumisat,
covered,
completely covered, completely hidden between the mind and the soul, all these knowledges. That's what I said to you at the beginning when I explained Allah, that the two lamps, one lamp is for mulk, one lamp is for malakut. These two lamps represent between them al-mulk wal-malakut, means the heavenly world and the earthly world. Between them is between aql, mind, and ruh. All secrets are there. So mind, try to hide them. Ego, with the mind power, try to hide for you every secret that the soul is carrying. Because the soul carried this manifestation of its Lord, of the Lord, when it was in the day of promises. We were in that day souls in the presence of Allah. You have been dressed. So it's hide that from you. And send you board to be bored in order to keep covering. Not to be able to bring that out. These knowledges that been hidden between the mind and the soul, and these knowledges are بشتى أنواع العلوم من العلوم الكونية والدنيوية والسماوية.
From all kinds of knowledges of
كونية,
universal, heavenly,
والدنيوية,
and worldly,
and سماوية,
and heavenly.
ومن علوم الجوامد والمتحركة.
Knowledge of inanimate and animate things.
والصوامت والنواطق.
And the silent ones and those that speak or utter.
Understand you?
No, sir. I mean, murakaba.
So, all these secrets that between aql and ruh, between mind and spirit, the ego try always to cover them. So these are of different kinds. And these kinds are either kauniya, the universe, or dunyawiya, the earth around you, or samawiya, heavenly, or from the knowledge of jawamid,
inanimate
means jamid,
still,
غير متحرك, not moving, still. Stones, rock, mountain, or متحرك, or moving, and who is moving is human, or living species, jinn, angels, human beings, animals, all this is moving. والصوامت, everything silent. From the silence of the cosmos that is around us. Or there is knowledge there also. Doesn't say it's there are angels that have been structured to be in that universe holding it. That is a silent knowledge. You cannot understand it except through silence. And silence comes through seclusion, because in seclusion you are silent. It means through rabita and through muraqaba meditation. You are silent, they are silent. From silent to silent you can understand. You have special language of silence. Don't think silence has no language. As we speak and we hear each other, that is a language. Silence, see, that are special language. It has a special language that some angels in this universe carrying, that only awliya can understand that language of silence. Without coming out anything, they understand. This is like telepathy. No sound. These are sound. Wannawatik, those who speak, they have other languages. There are other universes that they speak with each other. There is knowledge also there. And all of them are between these two lambs, Al-Al. Yeah? And Lam in Arabic. And the alphabet means Mulk and Malakut, they are hidden between the Akal and the Ruh. They are hidden between the knowledge, the mind and the soul. If you are experienced enough through connection with your Shaykh, then you can get this knowledge out. It's hidden there. It's hidden in you. Not far. Between mind and soul. So the ego تجعلك قابعا في سجنك المليء بملذات الدنيا.
Ego wants you to remain sitting in your in the prison which full of worldly pleasures.
ولا تريد الارتفاع بك في مقامات المعرفة.
He does not want you to rise or ascend in the stations of knowledge.
لتشعشع فيك الأنوار الإلهية فترتفع بك للعلوم الذوقية.
So that the godly lights shine through you and raise you to the stations.
Tasteful. فترتفع بك للعلوم الذوقية.
To rise with you to the knowledges of taste.
So the ego try to keep you down. Not to open these different lights of knowledges that will take you to the levels of ma'rifa, Gnosticism, that it become a tasteful knowledge, not a dry knowledge like today, everything. Qala wa qila wa qala wa qala wa qala wa qila. He said this, he said this, this one said that, this one is footnotes. See in the books? They have thousands of footnotes. If you don't put footnotes, what they say? Aha. You are not academia. What footnotes? Footnotes finish. It's old time. There is fresh knowledge from the heart of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Doesn't need footnotes. It is a fresh knowledge that you have to use it footnotes for future knowledge. For future people. They don't take with it. Only they want old ones. Old ones become expired. There are new knowledges coming. They don't want them. That's why knowledge of awliya are completely different from knowledge of normal people. So this kind of knowledge, tudhishul uqul,
will astonish the mind.
Because it is the door إلى حضرة سر الذات.
Because the door to the presence of the secret of secret of the essence.
It is the door. You cannot go to the essence. It's impossible. You are outside. That's why jinn, I give an analogy. The jinn, usually they cannot go to paradise before. They were able to reach paradise and get fruit from paradise only from the, like a tree, I'm giving an analogy, like a tree
hanging
over the fence. fence of paradise, having some branches, having some fruit they can take from there and bring. You cannot go inside. No one can understand the essence, Allah's essence, hidden. But from outside, from the manifestation of Asma'ullah al-Husna, from His holy, beautiful names and attributes, you can learn. They take awliya, they can. That's what it means. To go to that sir is that. Alladhi huwa anta Allah.
Which is you are Allah.
The hidden essence is huwa Allah. Huwa anta Allah. You huwa the hidden, you Allah. That's you cannot under, you might take from outside, from the manifestation of the names and attributes. That door open only for those, the Ahl al-Zikr, for the people of Zikr. Because they are asking for it. Other people are not asking. They don't want to do Zikr. They say the Zikr is bid'ah. Okay. Don't take it. Some people like to stay in a stable with the animal. Some other, they say, okay, we go a level higher, we go to a house, normal house, no animals in it. Okay. Some, they like to sit in palaces. Is okay. So why you want to sit in a stable with animals? Go to palace.
Okay.
Ahl al-Zikr, they go to palaces. They are asking because they are asking that. Who doesn't ask will not get. Allah said, ask me, I give to you. So if you are asking for zikrullah, you be with that. Man dhakarani dhakartu, remember me and mention me, I mention him in a better place, in a better company. Allah said in the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Allah said in Holy Quran, those who want that place, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who wants that, those who are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember Allah standing, sitting or laying down. Means in every moment in their life, they are remembering their Lord. And the name that encompassing all these manifestations and describing the essence is what? Is the name Allah. Allah has 99 names.
Yeah.
But in reality, that's what we mentioned. But Prophet ﷺ mentioned more. Thousands of names. Infinite number of names. So all of them under what?
Allah.
So Allah is the name that give a description, total description of all these different names. It is the name of the essence. Allah's essence. So, the one that's showing the Maqam al-Tawheed, the name that say the Maqam al-Tawheed is what? Is Allah. Oneness, uniqueness and oneness. Tawheed wa ahadiyya. Maqam al-Tawheed is the oneness and Maqam al-Ahadiyya is the uniqueness. It's under the manifestation of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala biduni takyifin wa la tahdidin.
But how and any limits?
And these secrets, فهذه الأسرار هي بين الألف القائم بالاستقامة. These secrets are between the ألف,
straight,
the first letter of Allah that's always standing straight, والذي يدل دائما على أن كل شيء يحتاج للألف.
It shows that, which always shows that everything needs the ألف.
Everything needs the ألف, as every number needs the one. Every word needs the ألف. Without the ألف, there is no alphabet. It's the first word of the alphabet. So to make a word, you need the Aleph, because the first name of Allah, the first letter of Allah is the Aleph. So everyone needs Aleph. Without that, there is no alphabet. If you take the Aleph from the alphabet, the whole alphabet will go. As the one needs, everyone needs the one, every numbers need the one, every letter needs the Aleph. So, Aleph keep you in the straight, mustaqima. Straightforward. So you need the Aleph to keep your life straightforward. If you let the Aleph down, your life will be down. If you bring the Aleph up, means if you bring in your heart, Ismul Jalala Allah, always your life will be straightforward. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحَرْبَةٍ فَاتِحَةٍ وَيْكُنْتِينُ نُوْ نَكْسْتَنْ